Broncos country. I am Akil Talib, and you're watching Broncos TV.
Rain, wind, snow, and the Patriots all welcome the Broncos to Gillette Stadium here on this Week 9. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady getting ready to go after it for the 16th time. Broncos TV Live pregame show starts right now.
Twenty-eight tackles and two interceptions.
Smith sets and throws. The ball will be intercepted by Akib Talib. Talib will get up and he will score.
Akib Talib has picked up where he left off last season, which makes this week's game against the Patriots particularly interesting for the shutdown cornerback.
No, we got to like put like an amp meter on me or something. Like I don't really judge my ampness for the game and stuff. But you know, yeah, I get pretty excited for every game though. So if I'm a little more juice for this game, man, I guess y'all will be the judge of that.
Talib spent the previous year and a half in New England, where he saw his level of play rise to a Pro Bowler for the first time in 2013.
Just the repetitions, man, just the experiences. You get older, you grow, you know. Had a great coach there, Bill Belichick, great coach. Playing against Tom, you know, you learn stuff.
Talib refused to admit that there's a little extra motivation this week.
I'm looking forward to this week because it's a next game against a real good team.
But teammate Chris Harris Jr. gave more insight.
Anytime you play your former team, you're going to be hyped up. He's probably going to keep it down, play it, whatever. But when you play your former team, you always want to get the win.
Talib also refused to budge when asked about the difference between playing in New England and playing in Denver, saying that at home games in New England, they wear blue, and at home games in Denver, we wear orange.
Just like Wes Welker a year ago, former Patriot Akib Talib doesn't have to wait too long before facing his former team. This week, Broncos in New England with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, and welcome to a very cold Foxborough here on this Week 9. Now, it's not snowing right now, but all morning it was snowing, a rain-snow mix. This field was not covered, and the crew did a great job getting it cleaned off. Now the moisture has stopped. The wind is gusting up here and there, but it is cold. And will weather play a factor? We'll see, Andrew, as the Broncos come out here and try and get their fifth AFC win of the season. But our first taste of, see that wind, first taste of actually, you know, a challenging game weather-wise. But you want to see if the Broncos are built for something like this, and you get a good test today.
Absolutely. I mean, it's another blustery, cold day, just like we saw last year when they came to Foxborough, and a little bit colder than what happened 2 years ago. Of course, both were losses, but last year's game, you remember they had the best running game they've had in the last couple of years. No Sean Moreno had the big night. They averaged, as a team, nearly 6 yards per carry, and that may be something that Broncos have to go back to today, because when the wind comes down from that open north end here at Gillette Stadium, it causes quite a few problems. But that being said, it swirls a bit. At times we've been standing around here, and it's come from the south because it swirled around, so it's going to be a concern for both teams all game.
Either way, if the fans are wearing gloves, mittens, doesn't matter. They get loud here. It is always loud here when the Broncos play. And that just adds to what is going to be, Phil, an electric environment today between two teams who, look, they both want home field once the playoffs get here.
Yeah, you know, with the cold temperature here and the fans, it's almost like it's a playoff atmosphere. These are two of the best teams in the AFC, and it's possible that they'll once again see each other in the playoffs. Now, the players, talking to the players this week, they're not looking ahead and saying, hey, this is how this could play out, that kind of thing. They're just focused on today, but it could be a playoff atmosphere in just a couple of hours. The Broncos have been tricked a few times at Foxborough recently, losing four in a row at New England.
But they are good at home, and I can say every time I done went up there, you know, I done came out on the bottom end. I don't know if it's, you know, the fans or I don't know what it is, but you know, they always, you know, take care of business when they're at home.
Denver's last road victory against the Patriots came in 2006, but it's not just the Broncos. New England has won 13 regular season home games in a row.
It definitely has a playoff atmosphere to it, no doubt, going back there. They have a great record at home. They're a very tough team to beat at home. You know, we didn't fare very well last year and haven't since 06. So it's a huge challenge for us. We'll have to bring our A game and so far we've had that kind of week of preparation.
Last season, the Broncos lost in overtime, but did have success in the first half, building a 24-0 lead behind Von Miller, who returned a fumble for a touchdown and had a strip sack on Tom Brady.
You know, I mean, I got lucky on us. So it really ain't no way to explain it. You know, you get a perfect bounce on the ball, and you know, I was able to pick it up, and then you have a huge convoy of guys that help you get all the way to the end zone. So ain't no way else to explain it, just by luck. So I'm hoping to get lucky again.
Another player who fared well in that game was tight end Jacob Tammy, who had 5 catches for 47 yards and a touchdown.
Looks for Tammy. He's got Tammy in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Denver!
You never know what type of weather you're going to get out there. You never know what the conditions are going to be. And so I kind of thrive in that environment. I mean, I like those games where it's just, you know, it's you against the world on the road in tough conditions. There's something really neat about that to me. So I don't know what's going to be like this weekend, but either way, it's going to be a big challenge.
Offensive coordinator Adam Gase did say that weather could affect the game plan, with temperatures expected to be in the 30s around kickoff with a decent amount of wind.